Last time I was here on a weekend with you, I was preaching about finances, about financial giving. And I just want to reiterate some of the finer points to keep these thoughts in your mind. First of all, some of those finer points were, are you a parishioner? You should be a parishioner somewhere. You know, we've had over 140 new families in our parish this year. You know, you could be one of those. But in many ways, are you a parishioner? You should be a parishioner somewhere. You know, this is a means in which can save your life to be a part of a parish. So do that if you haven't done it already. And are you thoughtfully giving? It's important that you thoughtfully give. You know, I'm not talking about when the basket comes that you just whip out your wallet or your purse and put something in there. I want you to thoughtfully be thinking, what is the amount that you're given? Weekly or monthly, what is that amount? That's important that you do that and that you're prayerfully considering that. And also, if you're giving a contribution weekly or monthly, have you changed it? You know, has your income changed at which you can give more? Just think about that. Now, many of you have a set income, and that's fine. You know, thank you for giving, and thank you for being so generous. You know, another means, can you give online? That is the preferred way to give here at St. Cecilia. If you can give online, that's the preferred way. We can count on that, and it keeps you honest if you're giving online. And is St. Cecilia in your will? Think about that, thoughtfully given to St. Cecilia when you perish from this life. You know, think about that. And while the church has needs that need to be met, and we have needs here at Dutch Church that have to be met for your contribution, that enable us to keep Christ's work going here, there are those facing some of the toughest times in their lives. And I'm not just talking about financially, but there are people that are facing some of the toughest times in their lives when their bodies are failing them. You know, yesterday we had the rite of anointing at this church at the 4 o'clock mass. We do that yearly where we have a mass for the anointing. There was 50 plus people that got anointed and were given the strength to go through one of the toughest times in their lives, you know, when their bodies are failing them. You know, most recently, of course, you've heard in my family, my brother who had a very robust heart at one time, you know, found himself in a predicament where he needed a new heart, right? He got a new heart a month ago, and he actually made his way home on Thursday. He had been 5 months in Lexington, and now he's back home on the west side of Cincinnati. And so that's good news, but I can tell you that through that experience and through that hardship, through him coming in poor health, weak. I never see my brother so weak in his life. I never see him so poor of health. I never seen him so vulnerable and in danger of death. Never seen that. I never seen that in any of my siblings, really. And you know what that caused him to do? To come to Christ. It caused his whole family to come to Christ, to come to church. You know, they were already going to church, but, you know, they had a church community that surrounded them in prayer. And indeed, he came to church to be anointed and strengthened by God's great sacrament. And I can tell you, it uplifted him. And then I believe that has led him to be home this day. And just an FYI, I think it's important. If your body is failing you, if you're suffering a serious illness, or you're advanced in years, or having a serious surgery coming up, please call us. I want you to take advantage of the sacrament of anointing to get that strengthening and healing. Or we can do it right after Mass. I had a parishioner said, hey, why not now? I said, exactly. You know, we can do it right after Mass. We can strengthen you with God's anointing. And while we lifted up those that are poor and weak and vulnerable to sickness yesterday, I think it's important to remember on this election day on Tuesday, I want you to listen up, on election day on this Tuesday, to acknowledge the weakest and the most vulnerable in our society, the unborn. We have to acknowledge that when we vote on Tuesday. You know, I know that you might not like your choices for president. I get it. It's hard to stomach, maybe, for many of you. Many of you, you look at the two choices and say, I don't want them leading my country. I don't. I don't want them leaving my country. And I get that. I do. But let me cite you this quote from John Paul II. And he says this: "There is a common outcry which is justly made on behalf of human rights. And it is this: that one has a right to health. One has a right to a home. One has a right to family. One has a right to culture. But altogether, this is a false and mistaken belief if the right to life, the most basic and fundamental right, and the condition for all other personal rights, is not defended with maximum determination." You know, if there is no health for one, if there's no life, there is no home for one, if they have no life, there is no family for one, if they have no life, there is no culture to save for one, if there is no life. Life should be protected. You know, oftentimes people say, "Well, Father, you know, you just can't be a one-issue voter." And I'll just say, the issue of life, you know, it's important for us to realize, and I've said this many times, you know, the life that we have been given, the life that's in a womb, is not ours. It's not ours. It's not ours. It's God's. You know, He created it. It's His life. We might be in a part of it, but it's not ours. It's His. And we have no right to take it. We have no right to take our own life, nor to take it from anybody else. We have no right to do that. And if there is an issue in this election that we should be standing up for, it is the right to life. You know, in that first reading, we hear of the determination of the brothers, the sons. And they are determined to live their life for God. Indeed, all of us, you know, as we come here, as the many come here in the rite of acceptance, what they're accepting in their life is that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And indeed, when we make our choices, we are saying that too, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We're doing His will, not our own. We're always called to do His will and not our own. You know, the readings talk about resurrection, and we can bring resurrection to our country and to the world by our choices, by our voting. Indeed, it is important for us to realize how important that vote is. It's important, the choice we make when we say amen up here and how we live our lives out there and the choices that we make and the decisions and the conversations that we have to lift up Jesus Christ. Indeed, in our lives, we have a great challenge to stand up for Jesus Christ. May we do that now. May we do that always. Amen.